This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik with Reynolds School Media Watch. My guest is the Dean of the Journalism School, Al Stavitsky. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. Always glad to be back.
Today, it's a look at sports and sports media. College football's national championship game dominated television viewing this past Monday night with huge ratings. The recent college playoff bowl game set records, and the NFL playoffs have taken over millions of viewers' weekends, not to mention their marriages, with the big divisional playoff games this weekend and the Super Bowl just 2 weeks away. Al, does that sound we hear mean the sports network's cash registers are ringing?
Well, David, if you wanted to buy a 30-second spot on NBC's upcoming broadcast of the Super Bowl, maybe, you know, to promote KUNR, you know, yeah, a little spot advertising beyond the headlines, okay, Fridays at 2, it would set you back about $4.5 million.
What if I wanted two or three of them? Is there a
you get a little discount on each spot for volume.
Okay.
That's up almost $500,000 from last year when it was about $4 million when Fox had the game. Going back 10 years ago, it was it's about doubled. It was just a little over $2 million in 2005. And if you go back, I looked this up. The very first Super Bowl, 1967. You could get a national spot for about $40,000, which was a good chunk of change in those days.
Yeah. But, and that's the game you played in, wasn't that?
That's right. That's right. Vince Lombardi called me in, and he said, "Al, get up. We're moving the bench." That's my father's old jokes.
Well, Al, the Super Bowl is what everyone will be talking about the next couple of weeks, of course. But what do live sports broadcasts mean to television networks today? Isn't that where the money is?
Televised sports, David, are one of the few television events these days that can mobilize a big audience and that you have to watch live. You know, as we've talked about in many contexts on this program, nowadays so many people are consuming programming on demand from their DVRs, or they will binge view. And in some cases, it's not even coming from television anymore. You know, Netflix and now Amazon has a streaming service, and they just signed Woody Allen to produce a television series. So at a time when television, and we really should say video,
right,
is in huge flux like this, really there's only a couple of times when kind of everybody gets together, sits on the couch, and you have to watch it live. And football is the king of those events. It's far more popular than other sports, even dwarfs audiences for the NBA playoffs, the World Series, shows like the Oscars, and certainly more than any journalistic offering like nightly news or election coverage.
So in this digital age with so many platforms and so many channels, is sports broadcasting then one of the main reasons people are still purchasing cable packages?
What's happening is that some programming can only be seen on cable now. For instance, Monday Night Football, which for so many years was on ABC, broadcast television, you know, now that has been moved to ESPN. And indeed, the national championship, the college football playoff, was on ESPN. So that technically is not a broadcast channel. That's a cable channel. Now, the issue is a lot of people, including young people, are cutting the cord, as they say. You know, they're getting rid of their cable service. They may be getting rid of satellite service, you know, and they want to watch what they can sort of get free over the internet, you know, or watch on their tablets. And that's one of the advantages, you know, to having a cable package nowadays, is having access to, you know, to ESPN, which does not make a lot of its stuff available for streaming. You know, they do have the Watch ESPN app and things like that, but for the most part, they still want to force you to get that subscription, and that becomes a compelling selling point for cable.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. My guest on the Reynolds School Media Watch is Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School here at the Journalism School. We're talking about sports media and coverage of live TV sports events. Well, I've noticed you mentioned it just a few moments ago. The recent playoff games in the college bowl season were on ESPN. Almost all the bowls were on ESPN this past bowl season, whereas they used to be a lot on New Year's Day on ABC, NBC, CBS throughout. The NFL playoffs obviously are part of the mix, and even one NFL playoff game was on ESPN, if I I think for the first time. And then even Major League Baseball, a lot of the playoffs now are no longer on traditional network television. So Al, clearly ESPN is outbidding the traditional TV networks for these sporting events. Are they that important to be able to put out those kind of dollars?
Well, ESPN paid for the rights to the college football playoff something like $12 billion. That's billion with a B over 7 years. So, I mean, that sort of speaks to the importance of this programming. And if you look at, how ESPN's coverage of the college football playoff went, ESPN, of course, has multiple channels. There's, there's the main ESPN channel. There's ESPN2. There's ESPNU, which is college sports. There's ESPN News, which is like an all-news channel, like SportsCenter, 24/7. Right. And then there's ESPN Classic, which shows old broadcasts of games. But what was interesting is if you looked on Monday night, and I was sort of flipping through the channels there, and every channel had some aspect of the college football playoff. So you could get highlights on one channel, you could get analysis on another, and then, for instance, after the game was over, if you wanted to hear analysis for hours and hours and the live press conferences from everybody, you could get that on the other ESPN channels, while the main channel went on to SportsCenter and then other programming. So, this is the gorilla in the room.
And Al, we're looking at things. The NFL continues to hint, at least, that they may expand the NFL playoffs a little bit more to add more teams and then more games and more TV revenues in there. I'm assuming that all these types of things are linked to the TV dollars involved in broadcast and rights. There's even talk of more games in college basketball. Almost every sport you can follow is somehow, I think, trying to expand this if there's TV revenue involved. And that seems to be probably just because the numbers make sense.
The more games, the higher cost of the package. The more games, the more inventory for buying advertising. There was some interesting pushback in the NBA. Which the players have been saying that the regular season is too long, too many players are getting hurt, there's too many back-to-back games. And so the NBA's response was to experiment with perhaps shortening the games from the current 48 minutes, maybe down to 40 or to 44 minutes. And there was some experimentation with that. What the players' union was saying is, well, the easy answer, rather than have 82 games of 4 minutes less, is to do fewer than 82 games, reduce the season by, say, 10 games. But that is a non-starter for the league, because then that's going to mean they're going to have to renegotiate the TV contracts.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik, where we're talking with Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism, on our Media Watch segment today, talking about sports and coverage and live sports media. More games are becoming available online or mobile, and apparently there's a money trail there, but does it also risk diminishing the TV viewing audience at some point?
Well, there's fear, because you can't have it both ways, And so, for instance, we've seen recently some of the networks like CBS saying, OK, we will make some of our programs available on streaming, in a non-traditional over-the-air broadcast format, to be able to serve that audience that were, that were cable cutters. So in the short run, that's going to bring perhaps more people into the house and expand their reach, with implications, of course, for their advertising revenue. But on the other hand, then the more things that you make available in the streaming realm, then the more incentive there is to get rid of cable and satellite packages, as so many young people are doing.
And basically just turn off your traditional TV and use your TV as a monitor for all that other content you're getting. We started the conversation about the Super Bowl coming up February 1st, just a couple of weeks away. And you mentioned, what was the price of the ad there again?
$4.5 million.
Per 30 second.
Is the average 30-second spot. Now, as you said, you get a little discount if you buy,
buy a package
in bulk. And, you get a little bit less if it's before the game starts or post-game show or things like that. But that's your average cost.
And how many people are expected to actually watch this year's Super Bowl?
Last year, it was 111.5 million for the Seattle special Denver game, and that was a record. It topped Super Bowl XII. And what's interesting is that wasn't even teams from major markets. That wasn't like, you know, a New York versus Chicago or something where you have very large media markets involved, which says that the Super Bowl people watch just because it is the Super Bowl, even if they have no rooting interest, whereas something like a, you know, a World Series, if you have teams from Kansas City or smaller markets in there, you know your audience is not going to be as big. So I would assume the audience is going to be north of 110 million, regardless of who's playing.
So in about 2 weeks, the football season will be wrapped up. The Super Bowl will be over. College football is now done. NCAA basketball will be the next big sports thing with March Madness right around the corner. Any thoughts about the future of sports coverage and how the TV networks are going to be responding in the future?
Well, they're going to have to pay more attention to digital access because, you know, increasingly so much video content is now available streaming. Smartphones, you know, this is part of the reason why the iPhones are getting bigger and bigger to be more video friendly. And of course, now so many people are getting into the tablet game, you know, to compete with the iPad. So the networks have got to be conscious of that. And the leagues are as well in terms of thinking about licensing content to mobile providers as well as the networks. But again, you know, how big can the pie get? And the more ways you cut it up, eventually we're going to max out.
All right. Well, thanks again. We'll be watching, I'm sure, or at least gathering around to enjoy the ritual of the Super Bowl and maybe some of those pricey ads. My guest has been Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Thanks for being here as always, Al.
Pleasure.
And I'm David Stipik, General Manager of KUNR. This is Beyond the Headlines. Thanks for joining us today.